We have a special guest tonight who wasn't on the poster, but he's joining us, and I'm really excited about it. Maurice Mitchell is the new national director of the Working Families Party. He comes from 20 years of experience in community organizing, electoral politics, and social movements. He organized the Movement for Black Lives convention in Cleveland in July of 2015, and he's right now touring the country, and his tour happened to take him to Madison, Wisconsin tonight to be with us. Give a warm welcome to Maurice Mitchell.
Hello, Madison. All right. Hello, everyone. My name is Maurice Mitchell, and I'm the new national director of the Working Families Party. And I'm so honored to be here with you tonight. So, family, it's an honor to be here with the heart and soul of Wisconsin's progressive movement and to be surrounded by some of its leading lights. Now, I hope a lot of you already know something about the Working Families Party, but if you don't, let me just share with you a little bit about this amazing organization. We're growing a political organization that's recruiting, training, and electing the next generation of progressive leaders, from local officials to bona fide stars like the Iron Stash himself, Randy Bryce, Ben Jealous in Maryland, Johanna Hayes in Connecticut. And we're building a political home for everyone who wants our nation to work for the many and not just the few. And I'm so proud of all of our members, staff, organizations, and elected officials across 17 states, including the great state of Wisconsin, who together make up that home. With your help, we're about to bring it to a whole new level. I started my tenure as national director of the Working Families Party just last month, but it's been quite a month. We helped progressive Mayor Andrew Gillum win an upset race in Florida. We held our legislative gains across against a machine in Rhode Island and put 2016 Teacher of the Year, Johanna Hayes, on track to becoming a member of Congress in Connecticut. Yeah, give it up. I'm a call and response person, so I need to hear something from you to know that y'all are still with me. Is that all right? Okay. And I just flew from New York, where last night the Working Families Party and its allies changed politics in Albany forever. We defeated 6 of 8 incumbent corporate-controlled state senators who had formed a so-called independent caucus that handed control of the chamber over to Republicans. Give that up. Because we know, and I know you know this in Wisconsin, just because you have a D next to your name does not make you a freedom fighter. Just because you have a D next to your name does not make you a revolutionary. Just because you have a D next to your name, that does not make you a progressive, right? So we're committed to aggressive progressives, right? And our fight is with the powers of organized capital, because we understand that organized people can challenge the mighty forces of organized capital. In fact, organized people have always delivered justice to our folks all throughout history. Am I right? Yeah. All right. So let me talk a little bit about it's so interesting. You notice that when our candidates, when left candidates and progressive candidates, when we win, they always call it an upset victory, right? I'm like, we're not upset. We're happy. We're not upset. The forces of capital are upset. When they're upset, we're happy. And so Let me talk a little bit about the upset victory that took place in New York, because I think it's so instructive about the type of politics that we need to see around this country and in Wisconsin. So for years, again, the Independent Caucus in New York, the IDC, Republicans, and Andrew Cuomo, who has a D next to his name, but the D, I don't think the D stands for Democrat. So Andrew Cuomo blocked progressive legislation on healthcare, public financing of elections, immigration and criminal justice reform that our communities have fought for and grassroots organizations that make up the Working Families Party fought for years. But today, the IDC is broken, right? This is big news. New York could finally have a Democratic legislature that could govern like a deep blue state and govern like progressives for the first time. And I'm so excited about that. And when we win, we break that block of cynicism that tells us that it's not worth fighting anymore. Because we understand, and if you're here, and if you're still here, right? God bless y'all. I was in the back talking about the unrivaled stamina of this crowd. And anybody who's still here, I want you knocking on doors. I want you to be members of my organization. So if you're here, you understand that cynicism is a political project of the right wing, right? And when we fall into cynicism, we need to be really clear. When we fall into cynicism, we're falling into and we're abiding by the political project of the right wing. So we have to resist cynicism with solidarity. All right? Now, let me turn from New York to right here in Wisconsin. So, us and you have made some real waves here. We're so proud to work with partners to elect a progressive reformer, Ernell Lucas, to replace one of Donald Trump's favorite sheriffs, the anti-immigrant, murderous David Clark. The WFP, alongside Our Revolution, brought together activists from around the state for an unprecedented program, Wisconsin's Choice, that vetted Democratic candidates for governor and forced them to take a stand on our issues and be accountable to our voters. We also helped Mandela Barnes, a longtime progressive movement leader and a member of the Working Families Party National Committee, secure his nomination as lieutenant governor. And now, together, we have an unprecedented opportunity to end Scott Walker's divisive and destructive reign. It's clear that something is happening across this country. Something is happening across this country. Do you feel it? I feel it. I've been crisscrossing this country since I started, from Oregon to Louisiana to New York to New Mexico to California and now here in Wisconsin. And I tell you, I feel an energy. You see, when our folks and our communities, when we're up against great odds, when we're up against the existential threat of many of our lifetimes, something happens. It forces us to reckon with such a clear choice, such deep odds, that we have to turn to one another. We have to embrace one another. This cauldron that we're in is forcing us to develop a new type of solidarity, a radical, transformational type of solidarity, right? And our folks, Our folks have been through quite a lot, right? So we have to have the proper perspective, right? What we're experiencing is dire, especially if you're an immigrant or if you're a young black child or if you're a transgender or queer person or if you're a union member or if you're a low-wage worker. The stakes have never been this high in a generation. But if our perspective is long enough, then we understand. We're clear that our people are built for this struggle. And there's been all types of Trumps all through our lifetime. This phenomenon isn't new. White supremacy isn't new. Organized capital isn't new. Patriarchy isn't new. But also the resilience of our people isn't new. The ability of organized people to liberate our communities isn't new. And the resistance is not new. So I have so much faith in all of us in this particular moment. I have so much faith in what is possible. And that's one of the reasons why I'm building this organization with our partners and our members across this country. So if you listen closely, you could feel it. You could even hear it. You know what that sound is? That's the sound of a blue wave. That's the sound of a blue wave. Now we know all blue ain't blue though. And so that's why we don't just want to elect Democrats. We need to build an electoral movement that inspires individuals that are true progressives to take office, not for personality, but to deliver a mandate from the people. And that's what we're gonna do. So regular people across lines of race and religion are coming together and organizing to build power, make change, and run for office. Randy Bryce, our brother and partner in building this movement, is perhaps the best example I could think of. And I was blessed to have some time with Randy today. And we talked a bit about what's up against us. And I asked him if he was tired. And he said that he's so energized by the stakes. All you have to do is turn on the TV, even for 5 minutes, to get clarity to bring you back in this fight. And I couldn't agree with him more. He knows the struggles of working men and women, and he brings a voice and perspective and fighting spirit that we desperately need in Washington, D.C. It's never easy for a working person to make the hard choice to step up and take on a giant like Paul Ryan, but we're so glad that he did, aren't we? Now, Ryan may have cut and run, but we still have to win in November. And the WFP is going to do everything it could do to make sure that Randy goes to Congress so that he can fight for a country that works for the many and not the privileged few. Is that right? This has already been a remarkable year here in Wisconsin and around the country. And there's a lot more coming. But our work must transcend one election cycle, right? We have to have a vision that's much farther than 2018 or 2020. What we're witnessing is the product of a decades-long strategy of organized capital and the racist white. This didn't start with Trump. This didn't start in 2016. And it's going to take a transformational, generational vision from the left in order to restore sanity and justice and, in some ways, finally establish democracy for us all. So we need to build a new kind of politics, day by day, year by year, election by election. We need to build an electoral movement from the ground up, not the transactional politics that relies on money and favors and corporate power, but a transformational politics rooted in compassion, grace, solidarity, and fierce urgency. It's a kind of politics that rejects once and for all the false choice between racial justice and economic justice, that says you can't fight for ending mass incarceration and making Medicare for all or Badger Care for all at the same time. We don't believe in that false choice. We understand that racial justice and economic justice are intertwined and interlocked. It's a kind of politics that forces elected leaders to care just as much about what we think, each and every one of us, as they do someone with a big check. And it's a kind of politics where everyone, not just CEOs or lawyers, can run for office and lead, whether they're a union iron worker, a public school teacher, or a registered nurse. It's the kind of politics that understands when we say Black Lives Matter, what we're not saying simply is that we want to survive, that we don't want to be killed. What we're saying is that for Black lives to matter, we want to thrive in our communities. We want our children to have amazing public educations. We want a healthcare system that where healthcare is a right, right? We want wages where we could live in dignity, right? Are you with me, family? You with me? All right. That's the kind of politics we're committed to building. A sacred politics. A compassionate politics. A fierce politics. An unapologetically left, radical, progressive politics that speaks truth to power and has a clear vision, but also a politics that's humble and thoughtful enough to build that power, because we understand that organized capital laughs at us if all we do is yell at it. That's easy. But building the infrastructure day by day, harnessing our energy day by day, creating the democratic people's organizations day by day, that'll knock on doors, that'll text, that'll call, that'll hold meetings, that'll do the often invisible labor that actually builds movements. Those are the types of things. People that are willing to recruit and turn out and make sure that if they go to a meeting, they call 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 other people to come to that meeting too. Make sure if they go to the polls, they're calling 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or driving them to the polls too, right? Because we can't just spout the rhetoric, we have to do the work. Because there's nothing more radical than winning. There's nothing more radical than winning. So that's the kind of politics we're committed to building. Now, if you want to be part of this effort, family, I humbly request that you join us, support our candidates, or volunteer to canvas, phone bank, text, join our growing army of grassroots donors. Together, I know. I don't just believe, I know we can build a Wisconsin and a country and a world that works for all its people. Thank you. Good night.
Our last speaker this evening is a longtime friend of Fighting Bob Fest. He's been to many Fighting Bob Fests before. Back in 2011, Randy Bryce took time off work to come up to the Capitol to testify in those hearings that the Republicans weren't really listening to. His story actually is chronicled in the book, The Fall of Wisconsin, by Dan Kaufman. You can get a copy of it out there. Dan Kaufman's going to be here for the Wisconsin Book Festival in about a month and a half or so. But in the meantime, we have the real thing right here in the theater with us, and I'm really pleased. You know, there's a brand new John Lennon stamp that just came out at the post office. It's got a very nice picture of John Lennon in multiple different colors. And John Lennon's song, Working Class Hero, isn't played on the radio very much because it's got that F word in there. But here on the stage at Fighting Bob Fest, we have a real working class hero. Give a warm welcome to Randy Bryce.
Good evening, Badgers. How are we doing? Wisconsin, the Badger state with the weasel for a governor. And let's just get this straight. They didn't save the best speaker for last. I'm just the one that could stay up the latest. I want to thank you all for being here tonight. I'd like to thank all the speakers that were here for participating. Also, would especially like to thank our secret weapon, Mandela Barnes, Christine Newman Ortiz, John Nichols, Congressman Mark Pocan for being so extremely supportive of our movement. It's also great to see so many people that were involved here during Act 10, doing laps around the Capitol during the protests, continuing to fight now. You know, even though they keep trying to knock us down, we keep dusting ourselves and getting right back up again. A special thanks to Cap Times and the Progressive Magazine for being so involved in Wisconsin politics for the past 109 years. I remember almost all of them. And putting this event on for the past 17 years. This festival really brings people together and it gets us energized and ready to fight for the progressive change that we need. I've attended this the past several years myself, and I can tell you, I really see the enthusiasm growing. A new progressive era is on the horizon, and it starts with each and every one of us. I was proud to march to the Capitol with so many of you to push back the policies of Scott Hole Walker, and this year, I can promise you, we will finish the job so many years ago. This is our year. As Bob La Follette once said, democracy is a life and involves continual struggle. We have a good grasp of that. We here in Wisconsin know exactly what Fighting Bob was talking about. Working people have been shut out of politics. Working families have been forgotten by their representatives, if they have an R after their name. But we are taking a stand, and we are fighting back. Together, we will make our voices heard. And the GOP is running scared, with good reason. They keep running from people, and the Democrats keep running for people. They hear the voters that say, we need representation that reflects our district, this state, not out-of-touch Washington millionaires. That's why I'm fighting. That's why I'm here. To stand with you to make this blue wave a reality. As some of you may know, running for Congress really was not on my bucket list. I mean, most of us, just think about how much more time we would have had to enjoy our families had we not had the bomb dropped on us, had we not seen this attack on Wisconsin that completely shredded what was once an incredibly decent an extremely progressive state. Just over a year ago, I remember I was working on a construction site. It was a new parking garage at the Veterans Administration right by Miller Park. Listening to the news, hearing Paul Ryan talking about we're going to repeal and replace Obamacare. Well, we decided we were going to repeal and replace him. You know, none of us were being represented well here in Wisconsin or in Washington, especially after this past election. You know, and Paul Ryan had been one of the worst offenders. So when I was asked if I would consider throwing my hat in a ring against him, I looked at the people around me, working people of Wisconsin, remembered doing laps with you, immigrant families, friends and families with health issues, listened to their stories, and I saw how scared they were. I mean, we're talking Voces de la Frontera, Cristina Morn Ortiz. I got a call from them shortly after Donald Trump was elected president, asking me to attend their emergency meetings. Donald Trump was, you know, we heard what he said about people coming from outside of this country. So I went to these meetings and listened to them, people with tears, terrified that their families are going to be ripped apart because of this new president. So I knew I had to say yes. I believed then, and I still believe now, that we need a working person standing up for other working people. Sadly, too many of us have experienced the reality of these harmful, extreme Republican policies. We've seen and continue to see our good-paying union jobs being outsourced, and it's happening right here in Wisconsin and all across the country. That's why I fought with you during Act 10, because I saw my brothers and sisters under attack, and I knew I had to do something. I had to fight for them, because if they were attacking public sector workers, I knew they would come after us soon. An attack on one is an attack on all. With your help, and with help from people all across the country, we were able to repeal Paul Ryan. I mean, think about that. Some hacked off iron worker on a job site is dissatisfied with what's going on. His friends are under attack and decides, you know, I remember talking with the crew. I was like, I'm gonna take them out. And they looked at me like I was kind of half nuts, which there may be some truth to that. But just over a year and a few months, we scared them away. We repealed Paul Ryan. So that's a huge thing that I get when I come to this event, because I sat in that audience for so many years, listening to people up here that I thought were fantastic and they had great ideas. But in reality, the ideas come from sitting down and talking with other people in the audience. That's why I really enjoy coming to this Fighting Bob Fest, because that's where the ideas come from. This is how we elect representatives, people that know our struggles, that have lived them, not that look down on people and say, I know what's best for you. It's listening with two ears, speaking with one mouth. His handpicked replacement, Lion Brian Style, has outsourced jobs, has supported the tax scam, and he sure as hell won't protect Medicare and Social Security. He's claiming that he's been a manufacturer. He's a corporate attorney who outsources jobs. The only thing he's manufactured is a lot of crap. You know, and the bottom line is he doesn't know what it's like to fall on hard times, what it means to live in poverty, and how hard it is to make ends meet when your party keeps putting themselves and profits over people. He's going to be a rubber stamp for all of the worst ideas coming out of Washington. Paul Ryan might not be on the ballot in November, but his horrible ideas will be. And if you can believe it, these banana Republicans, who, by the way, are plotting another round of tax cuts for their wealthy donors, they have a new nickname for me. It's Radical Randy. I think my son might think it's cool. Rad. Rad Dad. Our next wrestling guy is going to be Rad Dad that we make up on PlayStation. You know, but here's the thing. These ideas are not that radical. They're founded in the progressive traditions of Wisconsin, which Fighting Bob championed. I don't think it's radical to believe that healthcare is a right, not a privilege. People shouldn't have to be making life or death choices because they can't afford their medications, which is why we need Medicare for all. It It isn't radical to think that we can keep our country safe without having to rip families apart at the border. I don't think it's radical to believe we need to protect good-paying jobs here at home and bring jobs back to this country. Let's export cars, not jobs. That's how we will once again grow this middle class and ensure that the American dream can be a reality for so many who have struggled. It isn't radical to believe that we must rebuild our crumbling roads and infrastructure that Scott Walker and Republican policies have devastated. And you know the roads are really bad when you got to take the state plane to get a haircut. Not only did he and his Republican cronies ruin them, but he's attacking the people that actually builds the roads. That is unacceptable. And I don't think it's too radical to believe that we have to protect our environment and pass a Green New Deal because our kids and their kids are depending on it. It isn't radical to think that millionaires and billionaires don't need another tax break on the backs of us, the working people. And I don't believe it's radical to think that we must use our taxpayer money to give our kids better education and to pay public sector workers what they're worth. And I certainly don't think it's radical to believe the working people of Southeast Wisconsin deserve more than what we've been getting for the past 20 years under Paul Ryan. I've said it before, but it's too important not to say again. This fight is far from over. Together we repealed Paul Ryan, but I'm going to need every single one of you to help me replace him. Not replace Paul Ryan, but we need to replace every member of the GOP, Wisconsin and Washington, that has hurt the hardworking people of this country. We must keep building on the momentum from the special and state Supreme Court elections. We can only ride that wave into 2018 if each and every one of us gets out there to knock doors and make phone calls. The grassroots movement we have been building is exactly how we're going to win. Together, we will ensure that we elect a new governor, protect Tammy Baldwin, and elect a union iron worker to Congress. We have seen this wave of change taking place across the country and even right here in Wisconsin. And it is up to us to make sure that we bring it home. I know this November is for us, the working people, those who get the job done, the people who have been forgotten. And now more than ever, it is important to stay involved and keep up the fight. Thank you all for being here. Together we can bring about the change we seek. This isn't just an election, it's a movement. See you in November.
Randy Bryce. Well, thank you all for coming out tonight. You know, I think that Fighting Bob Fest has really left us with the lesson that the times, they really are a changing. And I want to end our evening the same way we began it and bring out Danny Chicago, who's going to lead us in the times they are a changing. And Al can go ahead and bring up the lights. Thank you all for coming out tonight. Thank you to the Barrymore Theater. Thank you to the Cap Times, the Progressive Magazine, WRT, and everybody that makes this Fighting Bob Fest happen. See you tomorrow at the picnic at Brittingham Park, and then La Crosse, and then Milwaukee.
Come gather round, people, wherever you're wrong, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. a time as you is worth saving. Then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone, for the times they are a-changing. Come writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win, for the times they are a-changing. Come senators and congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it's raging, and it'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times they are a-changing. Come mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly fading. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand, for the times they are a-changing. The line it is crossed, curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last, for the times they are a-changing. For the times they are a-changing. Thank you. The times are changing, and they're changing in our favor. We're going to take the Congress, we're going to take the Senate, and we're going to kick President Trump's ass out of office. Yeah.